Part 2. Unity, Stability, Continuity. 600 to 1154. In the autumn of the year 663, a remarkable group of men and women assembled at Whitby Abbey in Yorkshire to take a decision of momentous importance for the future of England. English society was still in its early stages of development. The only available and systematic machine through which literacy could be spread and civilization advanced was the church. It was the supreme instrument of detribalization. But the question was, which church? For there were in effect two. The Celtic Church of Scotland, Ireland, and Wales had pursued a course of separate development, since it had lost contact with Rome after 455. It observed a different date for Easter, it had its own form of tonsure and many other practices. More important, it had a wholly different system of organization, based on rural monasteries rather than urban bishoprics. Its outlook was ascetic, otherworldly, anti-hierarchical, contemptuous of the temporalities of religion. It preferred stone cabins to great basilicas and self-denial to triumphant ritual. It was still permeated by the insularity of Pelagianism and took its colouring from the lands and peoples which nourished it. On the other hand, there was the Church of Rome, representing the universalist order of the late empire, its bishoprics based on the old city and provincial administration, radiating from the ultimate authority of the eternal city itself, its ceremonies and buildings and vestments echoing imperial grandeur, its hierarchy and discipline upholding the principles of a world theocracy, with power finally resting in the hands of one man, the Vicar of the Christ Emperor. The Roman Church still spoke for the empire. Britain had cut itself off from the empire.